Welcome back. Welcome back to the Sustainable Weight Loss Podcast. It's Bree here, your host, holistic health coach, supporting women in ditching dieting, losing weight, and thriving in their lives. And today, I really want to talk about the life part, because although I am a holistic health coach that primarily supports women in the physical health area, I do life coaching. I have life coaching one-on-one clients. I have this new show with Anya called Anya Perry called The Unrefined Life Show. And I just love helping women first realize that when they start to work on their physical health, that's the first step. But their whole life also plays into their health, right? And so today's episode is going to focus on that. And today we're going to talk about how to flourish in your whole life this summer. And I want to talk about the areas of life, and I'm just going to go through them briefly. And I'm going to talk about a free resource to help you and a masterclass in my academy that's going to help you. But really just, again, want you to see that you are a whole being and your whole life plays into your physical health and vice versa. If you're constantly feeling like you are in tough relationship situations, you're not growing spiritually, your mind is just, you're dealing with a lot of that and a lot of emotional stuff, that's going to impact your body in very important ways, and vice versa. Your body's not doing well, it's going to impact those areas of your life. And so the first area that I do talk about in considering whole life is your physical health. How we view and treat our bodies has a lot to do with our current state of health. But all these, the seven areas of a healthy body, sustainable weight loss, when we work towards working on them, they will impact the rest of your life. So for example, if I'm taking care of my physical health in this season, I'm going to show up better relationally for my baby. I'm going to show up better for my business. I'm going to show up better for my organization. I'm just going to show up better, and I'm going to be able to serve a lot better. Okay. But mentally, if I'm not taking care of my mindset, what I think, what I believe to be true about anything, it's going to either help me build myself up or it's going to tear me down. So together, I love looking in, especially with, on the podcast and free groups, but especially with in my academy, I love helping women figure out how we can understand our thought patterns or our limiting beliefs and rewrite them so they serve us. So if I think poorly about myself, that's going to impact every area of my life. It's going to impact my physical health too. If I think that I'm not able to accomplish this dream, I'm going to constantly be wanting, but constantly be telling myself I can't do it. So mental or mindset health is important. And obviously a lot of people, there's a lot more serious mental health issues that we need to pay attention to. But for the purposes of being a life coach and talking about this, I'm just talking mainly along mindset and belief patterns that we could look at. But definitely in all of these, get more help if you ever need it. Good emotional health, your feelings and emotions. So what we feel is very important. And they say women are emotional, but women really just allow themselves to feel. So when men are angry, that is still an emotion. When men are apathetic, that's an emotion. Like, we all have emotions that are connected to who we are, and they're trying to tell us something. Not to say that we need to listen and think our emotions are always true, but that's what we're feeling. So we need to say, what are they telling us? We need to process and understand them and see how they're impacting our life. The next is your spiritual health. Again, I mainly do support computers dying. I mainly support women from a Christian point of view. That's the faith point of view that I take. But if that's not you, then that's okay. But that is how I typically guide a woman, because I am a Christian at the end of the day. And so I think for me, when I started to really grow spiritually, it did help all these other areas of my life, because God recognizes that we are more than just one area. He does call us to love him with his heart, with our heart, soul, body, and mind, and strength, and all that stuff, right? So when we are connected closer to the Father, closer to God, closer to Jesus, I'm telling you, that is going to impact our whole health and our life. The next is relational health. Our relationships, we are not meant to be in isolation. We're not meant to be alone. Man was not meant to be alone. And even I think as this quarantine has happened, some people are feeling the effects of more relational losses. But just knowing that we can connect with people in multiple ways, we need to take charge of ourselves relationally and ask, like, even in this current season, what is the best thing we can do to care for our relational health? Okay. Then financial health. No matter who we are, what situation we're in, we need to be financially healthy so we can live this life with freedom, purpose, and joy. So through simple things like budgeting, saving money, or even mindset work, you can really explore how you can be financially well in all stages of your life. And I have a lot of different work I've done on this. And this is an area I'm growing with. I studied as an accountant, and I do finances and accounting even now. And this is still an area that I'm growing in personally. And then last is career calling or vocational health. We are all created with a beautiful purpose, specific purpose and calling. First, I think we're called to God, then we're called to something else. And that may change, your calling may change over time, but I think we need to figure out what has God created us on this earth for and how can we pursue that beautiful work. And ultimately, I think I think as I'm becoming a mom, my calling is changing a little bit to particularly more families and moms and kids, but I always have felt called to support women in one area or another, whether that is spiritually, whether that is in their health or, you know, life coaching and stuff, or whether that is just, you know, good relationships. I just feel like women are God's heart, and I feel like they've become my heart because of many situations in my life. So those are the seven areas, I think, of a flourishing life. I think your physical health, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual, your relational, your financial, and your vocational. And one way to help you really see, like, you can't necessarily work on all of them and try to change all of them at one time, but you should work on one, is I have a flourishing life inventory that I'll attach here. That it's just, it's similar to my healthy body one that I have in my resource library. Is, I think the flourishing life inventory might be in the resource library too, but I have a separate sign up here just in case you want it separately. But it really just helps you take stock of what areas are you feeling satisfied in and what areas are you feeling dissatisfied in. And how can you continue to work on the one area you feel really most satisfied in and also work on the area you feel dissatisfied in? Because then we need to continue to do and do better, but also work on the areas that's not going well. We can't just look at it from a weakness point of view. We have to look at our strengths as well. And then, of course, in my Sustainable Weight Loss Academy, my coaching membership, I have about two different masterclasses that can support women here. And one is the Making New Year's Resolutions That Stick masterclass. And that is not just about New Year's resolution. That's at any goal you want, where I help you goal set, then use vision boarding and bullet journaling, actually, to help you with that. And then also loving God with your whole health is something where I dive into these particular areas a little bit more. And from a spiritual point of view, what does that do for you? And you can even learn a lot from it if you're not looking at it from a spiritual point of view. But that is also something that loving God when we are going through in July. So again, sign up for the wait list, because the more people that I see sign up for the Academy wait list, Sustainable Weight Loss Academy, I will continue. I might think I'm going to do a private enrollment to really just invite you to join us even during the summer before the fall comes. Okay, so I really hope that you will take some time to grow and flourish in your whole life this summer, not just your physical health or physical life, but really look at these seven areas and ask yourself, which is the areas I need to pay attention to? Grab the inventory, join the Facebook group to get support, but also check out my academy. And just to let you know as well, my friend Anya and I started this show back in last year. We did two or three episodes and we both really got busy over the summer. And we're going to probably have two or three episodes before I go on maternity leave. But, you know, I think we're considering, once I feel recovered enough, to still do episodes, even with baby. Because I think the whole show is called The Unrefined Life. We're both health and wellness coaches, and we support different women, but different demographics. She mainly supports female entrepreneurs, and I mainly support female, you know, Christians. But we just really felt like people really needed to see. And what women really need to like walk in is that we all live an unrefined life. When we're on social media, you might even see us like as wellness coaches or people, you might think we eat perfect all the time, we never struggle, our life is great, whatever. We have issues too. So we put together this show that we're just honestly, a lot of times we do it unrefined. We're like, what topic do you want to talk about? Great, let's go. You have a couple points. I have a couple points. Let's go. It's not as planned out as even this podcast, right? And I love that, because at least right now it just shows the realness of it. So you could definitely go to the Facebook link We try to do the shows live on Facebook. We're considering even doing a Facebook group eventually. But and obviously we have a lot of big plans with that show going forward. But right now we're just having fun and we want you to be unrefined with us, the unrefined life. So definitely check out that show there on Facebook. Okay, that's it for me. Happy June. I think this is going to air on June 30th. Happy June 30th. And I will see you on the next episode.